Under fire for preventing a convoy of aid to cross into Gaza, Egypt's foreign ministry is on the defensive. It says it made multiple attempts to contact the Viva Palestina aid convoy, but received no response. The government says it sent letters to the convoy's organizer, British MP George Galloway, outlining the rules of how the convoy could travel to Gaza, particularly that it had to go through the Mediterranean port of Al Arish. Egypt says those letters were ignored, which is why the convoy wasn't allowed to use the Red Sea port of Nuweiba as it wanted. The convoy is now heading out of Jordan and will try to make its way to Gaza via Syria. Well, as we mentioned, Egypt has been criticised for preventing the aid convoy from going through its territory. Earlier, Al Jazeera spoke to Mouan Rabani, senior fellow at the Institute of Palestinian Studies and a contributing editor to Middle East Report based in the Jordanian capital Amman. He told us Egypt has an interest in keeping the Gaza border sealed.
The other half of Egypt's objectives here are to see Hamas weakened, and ideally, from Cairo's point of view, to see the rule of Mahmoud Abbas and Mohammed Dahlan restored in the Gaza Strip. And therefore, the Egyptians will stop at nothing to keep this border sealed, in the hope that this will generate pressure on the Hamas rulers in the Gaza Strip to make concessions towards both Cairo and Ramallah. And of course, this is all being done primarily at the expense of the civilian population of the Gaza Strip. The pettiness and cruelty of it is really breathtaking, simply breathtaking.
Well, George Galloway is the British MP who's leading the Viva Palestina convoy. He joins me now on the line from Jabra. Thank you for joining us live on Al Jazeera, Mr. Galloway.
You're welcome.
The Egyptian authorities are saying they contacted you at least three times before December the 17th, and that your office never got in touch with them. What's your response to that?
Well, they wrote to us on the 21st of December, when we were already in Syria heading for the Jordan border. That's true.
But did you not?
I don't know anything about any previous attempt to contact us, but I'm not a difficult person to find. The Egyptian ambassador knows.
I'm sure you're not Mr. Galloway, but did your organization, or when you were organizing this trip from London, did you contact the Egyptian embassy? Did you tell them what your plans were? Did you tell them what your request was?
Well, if we had, we wouldn't be entering Egypt, because if you know anything about the history of these convoys, and this is the third one I've organized, then you'll know that the main preoccupation of the Egyptian authorities is to make sure that they don't happen.
That's because
Egypt is a part of the siege of the Palestinian territory.
But they in their statement do say that they gave you the opportunity in March and July for Lifeline 1 and Lifeline 2 convoys to enter Egypt, and they did make it.
Well, I wouldn't want to start telling you of the difficulties we faced on both of those occasions, because I would never finish. But the important point is this. They have announced that the border is to be open for 3 days, from the 3rd of January to the 6th of January. Why? Why only 3 days? But why not 365 days? Why are they closing the border for the other day?
That is perhaps a question that we have to ask them later, but at the moment that you are... When you decided to make the journey, sir, to Egypt, to Gaza, did you on any documentation have it said quite categorically that the only way your convoy would make it would be through the Al Arish crossing?
On the 21st of December, they told us that we would have to go through Al Arish. We have always gone through Al Arish. We went through Al Arish from the Saloum checking point across the Libyan border. We went through Al Arish through Cairo from New York. We went, previous convoy went through Al Arish from Port Said, and we intended to go through Al Arish from Nuweiba. So there was never any intention of avoiding Al Arish. The point is, did we have to sail to Al Arish? That was never mentioned, and I've got the letter in my pocket.
So is this
however, certain other things were mentioned,
Is this a miscommunication?
Is this a miscommunication then?
A simple miscommunication?
No, it's not at all. No, it's not at all a miscommunication. And I'm surprised at your naivety. You obviously know nothing about the history of the battle to break this blockade. Or you wouldn't be asking me these questions in this tone of voice.
I think you're just trying to clarify what permission you had and which way you were allowed to go into Egypt, sir. It's not about naivety at all.
Well, I think those who are listening will have already detected the note in your voice. But here's the point. In this letter of the 21st of December, in which they told us we had to go through Al-Arish, which we fully intended to do, they also attached other conditions, which it would be extremely embarrassing to Egypt if I now announced to you. So they would be better to maintain a truce with me, or I'll publish to the world what the conditions in that letter on the 21st of December were. And trust me, it's not in Egypt's interest for me to do so.
So you're now heading through Jabba in Syria,
I'm glad you're ready to turn to the arduous journey that 500 foreigners in 200 vehicles are now having to make in order to reach Gaza to give medicine to dying people. That might have been a rather better interview for you and I to have had. Now, I actually didn't talk to Al Jazeera English for the first few years of your existence. And frankly, after this experience, I'm really not minded to do so again.
So you still expect to arrive in... Well, it seems that Mr. Galloway has decided not to speak to us anymore, so we can not even cross-examine him on that. But well, I'm sure we'll get in touch with him again, I hope. Moving on, the much-anticipated Copenhagen Climate Change Summit...